Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
But what would you do if you were on a date? You're a bad bitch and some guy with a dog and frosted tips takes you out. Are you not running up the check?
Michael Blaustein, stand-up comedy, where I will tell you, September 7th to 9th, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. I think three of those shows are already sold out, so go get tickets before you can. September 15th to the 17th, Irvine, California. Guys, tickets are moving there. I'm very, very excited. That show's going to be so fun. September 22nd, I'll be in Los Angeles. Those are two shows, 1 at 8, 1 at 10. Warm-up for the special. Those tickets are going fast, so go get them. September 23rd, guys, Santa Barbara, California, Libero Theater. Very excited about that. September 28th to the 30th. Guess what? Filming the freaking special, dude. The special dates are already sold out, but the Thursday and the two shows Friday, you can still get tickets, and that'll be the exact same thing. We're just not going to record it, but it'll be a really cool experience for you guys want to come through. And a lot of more dates on my calendar. So go to blaucomedy.com. That is blaucomedy.com for tickets.
Boop. I got nothing. Not yet. Soon.
Boop.
Alexa, play Comedy Podcast. This is it. Sorry if I just triggered your Alexa. She'd be listening.
What do you think Alexa looks like?
Bad.
Bad.
Hot. Brunette. Slim, thick.
You know who's hot that no one talks about? The iRobot lady.
iRobot?
Yep. Will Smith, iRobot lady. She always goes, why do they always sound like that? Hello.
Because they're not real.
Oh.
They don't have diction in the voice. Is that the word?
It is.
Jurisdiction? Jury duty. Real or not?
Not. I keep not doing it.
Government, you heard that.
Have you done
that? I have, yeah.
You've done it?
I've done it, yeah.
Never done it.
Bad. I did it like 3 years ago.
Bad. You shove a fleshlight on that bitch?
Holy shit. What hair do you grab onto? You just grab an air right there.
Dude, I don't like hair. Hair's fine.
Have you ever hooked up with a lady with very short hair?
Yes, I have.
How short? Buzz cut?
Goddamn, who the hell?
Fucking so hot.
Really?
Dude, buzz cut with a little fucking tattoo? Bitch!
Yeah, you're feeling the back of her taper. You're like, fuck. But a grip. That's crazy.
Oh, it's so hot. I don't know why I like it.
It looks like the homie.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, we just hanging out.
That's what I'm saying. I get to come out and play Madden.
Were you a guy growing up, like in high school? Did you always have a girlfriend or were you never really a girlfriend guy?
Never had a girlfriend.
Really? No. I wasn't either, but there's always the one friend who just would always have a girlfriend. You'd call him in like junior high school, but like, yo, you want to go throw sticks at stones? And then he'd be like, oh, I'm with Jezebel. You're like, you're with your girlfriend?
Yeah, what a loser.
Fucking loser.
Also, when they were like that, they weren't like beating it up. They were going to like pumpkin patches. You know what's so funny?
But there was a little bit of that.
A little bit. Intercourse. A little bit.
Correct.
You know what's so funny is when you're that young, you're like, I'm going to marry you, Tiffany.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, the one person goes to college and you're like, huh. I sure hope they're being loyal and thinking about me in college.
100%. They're fucking the quarterback. Too close to home. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beating it up, dude. I will never, ever in my life forget that moment that I walked into a bar and surprised her. She was like, oh, hey, what? We should leave. Why?
What happened again?
I drove from South Carolina to Maryland. She was bartending, and I surprised her at the bar she was working at, and she wanted to leave real fast. And it wasn't late.
Because her man was there?
Someone was there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. And she was wearing his jersey.
Was she wearing a jersey?
Daddy.
She was wearing a jersey at a bartending gig?
Daddy.
A college jersey?
She broke
jersey?
Up with me wearing his jersey. God. My life is a movie.
Yeah. Dude, that's like a safety right there.
Is what?
That was like a safety. He scored in the end zone.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he tore his ACL.
Good.
Something happened. MCL, ACL, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I'm a witch, right? Anyone who does me wrong, things bad happen to them.
Karma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your landlord about to get clock-locked.
My landlord.
Irrespectfully.
My landlord's the best.
He listens. Hello,
the
sir.
The management and ownership.
Yeah.
About to get the... verbally. Verbally.
Yeah, those are crazy threats to make.
Buddy, so I'm in a hotel right now because I was doing construction. I just got literally just got off the phone with my landlord. I am on 1,000 right now. My landlord just talked to this construction people. They said it was going to be 5 days. Guess what it is now? A month!
Yeah, construction just be riffing. They're like, 6 days, 4 months? We don't know.
A month. Do you know how long a month is? 31 days.
30 nights of sleeping.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah, so many checks. So where do you live? La Quinta. Dude, and we were talking about that off camera. It's like when you travel so much, you stay in so many hotels. That's one nice part about going home is you feel like you're home and it's not a hotel. Yeah. So you're going to be in a hotel to fly to another hotel.
Yep.
Bitch, you homeless.
I'll cry.
You couch surfing.
I want to open a refrigerator with groceries, and I want to make chicken sausages and fucking three sunny side up eggs.
Tiny airplane nibs of vodka in it.
Yeah.
Dude, but here's what you got to do. You got to go on some like Tinder swindler shit, and you got to just like date around and try to sleep at their house because they might have a home. But we need my place.
That might be worse.
That place is getting renovated with marble floors right now. Can I stay at your place?
And then have roommates. That's always a weird moment. When you're like, making coffee with the girl, and then her roommate comes out, you go, what do we talk about now? What's your name? Who cares?
They're riffing on inside jokes, and you're like, do I pee in the plant? The ficus? What is it? What do I do here?
Yeah, what do I do now? You also look at it, you go, where's my car? You ever have those nights you wake up, you go, I mean, this is more of a college thing, be like, I don't know where my car is. Help me.
They should make a movie about that.
It should be called... I'm sick of it.
So what's the plan?
Honestly, the plan is my lovely landlord literally just said that they're going to give me a certain amount of money per, like it's called a per diem or whatever, per day for like food. So that's, I guess, nice. But the amount of money is hilarious.
How much?
Oh, my bad. I can get one coffee and a fucking half a fish fillet and maybe a fucking Amsterdam hooker. Who cares? I'm sick of
bad.
It.
Not bad. Yeah. Plenty of fish.
Pussy.
Sorry,
all right, it's you want to know how much it is literally?
I would like to know.
Want to guess?
For a full day?
For a full day. Three meals, mind you. Three meals. And mind you, we live in Los Angeles.
30?
A little bit more.
40?
A little bit more.
50?
55
though. Look, that dollar menu at McDonald's, but you might have a little bit of leftover.
But that's what I'm fucking saying. Dude, you go get a coffee. I went to a coffee. I'm not going to say the place.
Say it.
There's this place right by my fucking hotel because I got no house. Right by my hotel.
Even Gigi has a house.
Hi.
She's got two fucking houses.
Damn.
I only got goddamn one. There's a place called, it's called Matt Black. Let me tell you something. This place, Matt Black, nice place. Guys work there, very nice. The coffee. Dude, you guys know what I get, a triple special of ice. Not a splash, anything. Just ice. Three shots. Over what? Ice. Do you want to... Take a guess on how much they charged your boy today.
$7.
$8.50.
But then the tip comes around and they go 20%, 25%, 87%. You went like this.
You flip it around on me after you make my coffee. How do I know you're going to make my coffee good? Let me taste it. I should taste it.
Michael Blossom thing ever.
I should taste it.
Sorry, can you finish your transaction? Can you finish my drink?
Yeah. Because here's the thing, it makes sense though. Because when you're at a restaurant, you tip after.
Yeah.
Is the service good?
That was the one thing I liked about Miami. They just do baked in tip. Tip included. 20% on everything. Which I get, but
I don't like that, because then what if a person just, you know, fucking just doesn't put your steak in and you're sitting there for 9 hours with no fucking steak?
Of course.
Then you're like, all right.
It's Miami. It's just run on scams. It's not a real place. But where it's annoying is when that 20% comes in and when you're doing a round of drinks. You do four drinks, they're all like $22. It's Miami. So you're paying, let's do math, $88. But the tip on that is like $26.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but like, and maybe this is right or wrong, but like in my head, in college, it was like $1 per drink.
It was.
Tip.
Yeah.
But now I'm tipping like $30 for a drink that I waited for 30 minutes. I'll give you two of these. If you don't serve me in two of these, cucked.
I mean,
give me back
there. There is nothing.
Are you guys hiring?
More embarrassing when you're at a date. With a date, yeah. And you go, I'll get the drinks, and then they just don't look at you. I feel like a fucking beta little bitch. You gotta do a tabletop,
because then it's like they come to you. But when you're at the bar and you're like,
that's what I mean. You're like, hey, hey, and like, then the girl sitting there be like, oh yeah, you can protect me. You can't even get me a fucking vodka soda. You know what I mean? I'm trying to impress this lady.
It's
just like
a dominance from the start to finish. A whole day, you got to be masculine as shit. You got to open the door. You got to use a tomahawk to be like, hear ye, and fucking beat it on the table. So the second, like, I don't understand how women icks work, but I get it now. If I saw my man go, and you're not getting served.
If you're not getting served.
Hilarious.
I feel embarrassed.
I'll fuck the bartender.
Dude, you know what's also funny is when people take out cash. They take out like hundreds and put it on the thing. What are you going to do with that? Do coke? You're not going to give them the whole thing?
I know, but I think it gets our attention. I've bartended for
a long time. I'll give a frick heck about your $100.
I would hold something random like a shoe, but sir.
Better. Funny. See, I like that.
Because like credit cards, like, seem very like, help me. It's like, I'll get to you.
Yeah, but get to me.
So you were a bartender?
Yep.
For
the longest time.
Do you go in order? Or you
in order, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. But you can just remember like, all right, he was here.
Yeah.
All right, this was here.
Yeah, I see them float in. But you also, it works like a... I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's essentially like a typewriter. So you just go like this, back and forth, back and forth. So by the time you're at the end all the way right,
yeah,
you can just go back. But there are some times where someone will, like, give up and someone will slide into a new person. So I'm serving a new person. If they re, I'm out. And so,
but or you hit him with a jack and go, hola, I said!
Also, so I think a lot of people just self-police. Not towards the end of the night. No one gives a shit. But at the beginning of the night, some people self-police. Oh, you were here first.
I hate when you feel people about to kind of like, there's two people here and there's not enough space for quite one person. So they hit them with the flounder, the sideways walk in, and then they slowly edge in. Oh. Buy my drink.
Yeah, don't flounder in then take over shoulder room. Just because I'm fucking 5'9", you think you can shoulder room me?
Yeah.
You can.
It's all
but
just
be nice.
Dominance. It's at the bar, just too much alpha.
Yeah, everyone's trying to do everything. Also, everyone's on a fucking date for the most part.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to get fucking served. Everyone's taking out their MX Platinum. Oh, look at me. I'm fucking, yeah. Just give, I don't need a drink immediately, but don't make me feel like I'm getting cucked on my own date.
Yeah.
She does, there's.
I'm gonna hold, you know how people hold up the signs at the airport and be like, blouse sign, like to pick you up? I'm gonna just put, I'm on a date, help. I'm on a date. Yep. And he goes, big cock, what can I get you? Hey, I'm actually looking to give a couple inches. You need it? Yeah, let me get a rum and fucking tit.
Goddamn.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. for all the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Goddamn. That should be a service.
What?
You know how they do locks for love? They should do cocks for love.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Trim off dick?
Yep. If you got above 8, you're done. Yep. You don't need any more. So if you're cooking with 11.5,
yeah.
Dicks for love. Or cocks for love, I mean.
Cocks
shave some off, put some in a bowl, you come in, you pick out whatever inch you want, you throw it on there.
We'll get there.
I think we would.
It's like a take a penny, leave a penny?
Yes! I would take all the pennies.
But you know what's funny about pennies and like change? Like that used to be tipping. You would just slide, you know when they give you the dollar and there's like 38 cents on it and then you just slide it off the dollar bill into the tip jar?
Disrespectful.
But now, no it's not. Wait.
I don't want 14 cents.
But I'm saying back in the day, that's what tipping was.
Yeah.
And that's how the whole take a penny, leave a penny came. But now it's all digital and it's just by percentages. Back in the day, you would never tip like $2.14 on a coffee. You'd never be like, here's a dollar, and some change. But now you're just like, let me just click a button and get out of here as quick as possible.
Have you guys noticed that also now there, it seems like it's happening more and more over the last year where they make it take a long time. There's a lot of clicks to get to no tip.
Yep.
So they know by the amount of time that you're standing at that thing, that you're not tipping. Yeah, because you have to hit the little button down at the corner to say no tip, and then it says, are you sure? And
it doesn't say no tip. It says Jew.
I always wonder if they get a notification on the back when you don't tip.
I don't think so.
I've been to places where...
It just what?
I forget what place it is, but when you tip, they like sing or do something or like say a thing. So if you don't, then everyone's like, yo, fuck this guy.
But not fuck me.
It's a dollar.
It's also not, it's a coffee. If my, here we go, ready for this? My coffee, the one I like, this is not labor intensive. It's super easy. It's fine. That's like legit, if I'm being serious, like a dollar for at most, 50 cents at the most. It doesn't, but if I ask for a caramel macchiato, double mint, fish filet, you know, ooh, oh, have yeah. it my
Dude,
right.
Dude, when they gotta pull out the phone for the order.
Yeah, dog.
When a husband's ordering for his wife, he's like, caramel brulee latte, hold the caramel brulee and the latte, put a water with the cup and start doing different sizes. Can
$5.
We get a venti but in a grande?
$5.
For my time being there.
Correct.
Give me $5.
Yeah. Oh, you, no, I'm saying if it's labor intensive,
but,
yeah,
but
take it.
You know when like people have a bunch of shit at a grocery store and somebody with two things behind them, they're like, oh, go ahead. That's yeah. how I feel at Starbucks. If you got a laundry list of shit, you're ordering for the office, I'm looking to be like, you just get one drink? All right, go ahead of me.
Yeah.
Tell me you're pulling out a goddamn scroll and two macchiato. Shut up.
Yeah, you gotta go to Starbucks like industrial.
Well, I think that
like the business one. Yeah. It's like two, like you know what I mean? Like to go to the one that
and then walk into the Hudson. I think that Starbucks should have a TSA pre-check-esque line.
I love
it. Where there's a line where there's like the custom to whatever, but then there's a line where it's just like there's coffee, hot or cold. That's it. It's just like, do you want hot ice or hot ice? Fuck! That'd be room temperature. But you want hot coffee or you want ice? That's it. There's no, you can't add or anything, but just like boom, boom. The quick line.
This is what they should have.
I also love how they have Taco Bell Express. All Taco Bells are Express. Shut up. Go ahead. 100%. What do they have?
There should be a line if you just want hot coffee or iced coffee, right? They have it pre-made in a fucking horn. But what I'm adding on. I'll tell you how they do this. It's very easy. They have it pre-made.
Yes.
And you just fucking take it yourself.
Yes.
And do
a lot of places do it like with like if you go to like Whole Foods, they have like juiced orange juice from that day.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Just have it done.
Give me it.
Just have it done.
Who do I call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I think that's good.
What's this?
Leave a tip, not optional. It's rude not to. 30%, 35%, 50%.
Crazy!
I'm unplugging it. Oh, power 30% outage.
30% is insane.
Well, to start at that, I went to a coffee bean and tea and it went 20, 30, 40. I was like, where did 35 go? Also, if you're tipping 40% at a coffee bean, you're trying to fuck.
100%.
40%?
40%.
Yeah, this is the best ice green tea I've ever had. Show me your tits.
I'm sick of it.
Oh, I have a funny story. I was doing, when I did that college show in Houston, me and Tony stopped at a...
Ralph's.
Close.
Really?
No.
Vons.
some taco spot out there that everybody loves in Texas. Torchy's Tacos. You ever had it?
No.
Very good. But we're sitting there, we're eating. Kid comes up to me and he goes, yeah, I've seen your stuff on TikTok, right? And I go, all right, yeah, what's up, man? And he goes, can I take a photo? I go, sure. And afterwards he goes, I have a really weird request. And in my head, I'm thinking like, he needs a video for his goldfish to be like, yo, shout out, happy cameo or something. Yeah. Or like a video to something or somebody. I'm like, yeah, I got you. What's your request? And he goes, on the napkin box, there's a QR code and it's a survey. Can you fill that out? Every time somebody fills it out with my name, I get 50 cents. I said, there's no fucking way. You just asked for a photo and now you're telling me to do a survey on this shit? I said, here's $20. That's 40 fucking surveys.
Don't ask anybody.
I was like, and then he goes, I can't take tips. I can't take tips. I'm like, yes, you can. You're 17. You'll get fired. Oh, I don't know. Get a new job at Whataburger. Have a gun. Hire me.
He can't get tips.
You can't get tips there. So he took the 20 and put it in like the community like tip jar for the whole restaurant.
Okay.
But he asked me to make a survey. He goes, hey, could you just do the survey for me? Am I in the wrong here? Is that not weird to be like, yo, man, I love your videos. Can you fill out this survey?
The 50 cents thing is getting me. The survey thing is like, I've been asked to do so many goddamn surveys in my life. All right. Like his boss, literally an hour and a half ago, was yelling at everyone. We need more surveys, or this whole fucking bitch is going under.
But
whatever.
But like,
so then fine. But I do understand. It's like, let me get a picture. Also, he's asking you for six things. Let me get a fucking taco.
Well, I'm just saying, it was just so weird to be like, yo, man, love your shit. Can I get a selfie? Also, can you fill out a survey? I'm like, what? The photos.
Too many things. That's what I'm saying. Too many things.
It's just it was just so random. Maybe that's why.
This is what you do. You go, hey, when you get a second, man, you fill out the survey. Also, while you're filling out the survey, can I just take a picture of your ass? Like, so it's two things in one. Like sandwich it up.
It just was like a weird request. Yo, I love everything you do, but also could you hit the survey?
I don't know. Does anyone want to do a survey?
Never.
Right. So what? Also, the YouTube survey. Has anyone done that?
Oh,
leave
no.
me a fucking loan.
Oh, the YouTube surveys?
Yeah.
But also, like, to snitch on yourself, I gave him a 20, and then he's like, I can't.
There's cameras everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, you get slapped on the wrist at a fucking Torchy's Tacos? Oh, one less whippet for your dumb shift? Take my money! But you would steal the job growing up, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't steal the job. I stole at the job. I fucking stole.
What did I say?
You said, did you steal the job? Doesn't matter. I stole a lot of money at jobs.
Right, but okay, when you're 17.
What are you going to do? What is it, 7 years you can't get fired?
Statute of limitations.
Yep.
Statute of liberty? But when you're 17.
Yep. Just say 18. Like,
when you're 18. What the fuck? I'm just saying, at that age, wouldn't you look for those points to maybe like finesse your company? You're not going to fucking work for those Torchy's Tacos the rest of your life.
I know, but you're also 18. You don't want to get fired.
Dude, everybody's fucking hiring.
Now that is a point I can get on board with.
But I'm saying, you get fired, okay, let me go next door to Firehouse Subs. Do people actually work there?
No. No, that's not a real place.
Their sandwiches taste like Lego bread. Does that make sense?
It does, but I like Firehouse.
You're an idiot.
I am.
He goes, fill out the survey. I go, no, man, I'm trying to help you out. You're going to ask 40 people for surveys so you can have $20? Let me help you out. And then he goes, I can't take this. Just shut up and be like, yeah, put it under the hot sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he snitched on himself immediately.
Oh, you can't. Yeah. He's bad at snitching on that. Yes. I'm all about that.
It was just such an awkward encounter the whole
time. I would have been like, oh, no, I think you dropped it. And then you'd have just dropped on the ground. And he would have gone, oh, I need to sweep now.
Look, I'm not saying I'm some insanely famous person, but dude, just to ask somebody for a selfie. And I'm not comparing myself to the Kid Leroy, but imagine seeing the Kid Leroy, Alex Saturday, dude, I love your stuff. Also, I just have, could you just, you know, cash these in at a local 7-Eleven? It's just such a random, like, just take the photo and leave.
I understand.
Is that weird?
It's not weird. It's not weird. It's just too many requests. Ask me to do a survey, ask me to do a picture. First of all, give me a fucking taco. I didn't come here to work.
But just to scan a QR code on a napkin holder. That just was so random.
I'm done QR codes. I don't know if this is a hot take. Give me a menu.
Where did they?
I want paper. I'm sick of it. Cut out all the fucking trees. I don't give a shit. Whales aren't real. Fucking trees aren't real. Give me a menu. Let me touch something.
When did menus become the size of a giraffe? Every menu is 3 feet 7 inches.
Right, or.
But the bridge. And then you're like battling. You're just out here. What's it called when you have the fencing? You're fencing the person you're on a date with because menus are so big?
Oh, yes.
It's either that or just what's on your iPhone 12.
Also, use better font. Because they go, what do you want? And I go, I can't read this. Why is it in calligraphy? I can't read this. I literally just you know how
well, you ordered IHOP, so it's probably non-English. Stick man figures.
It's in graffiti. You know how menus, it's all the font's all weird, I can't read it. You know how menus start with like meat, poultry, whatever? I literally just go, meat? I don't know what's under it.
What do you mean?
It's, you know when they pick a font that's wackadoo and you can't read it?
Yeah.
Or am I just stupid?
No.
Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they
you lost me at poultry.
Like, they'll do the categories on the menu. So it's, here's
correct,
all the meat,
correct, right,
here's all the chicken, or the poultry options, here's all the fish options.
Oh, poultry's way too fancy for what a fucking chicken is.
Well, I know, but
you're telling me when I go to McDonald's and I get chicken nuggets, I'm having poultry nuggets?
Yeah, I don't like
it
either.
I'll pull a fucking trigger. Shut the hell up.
I don't like it. I'm out. It's
so you
chicken.
Just click meat?
No, I don't click anything. When the server comes, what do you want?
I
can't read the menu. So I just go, meat. Or I just point to something, and I go, this, I'll have this. I don't know what I ordered. And then I can't tell it to her, because then she goes, oh, then she can read the fucking menu. So she's like, oh, I have a lickety zaba no kuna baratas. I don't know what that's at. I don't know what that is. Goddamn.
Manscaped.com and using code STICK for 20% off plus conditioner, shampoo, body wash. We love it all. Okay, so where can you go? I will tell you right now. Okay, bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with code STIP at manscaped.com. That is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use our code, use it, STIP. Okay, that's the only way you get 20% off free shipping. Use our code STIP. And listen, as the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped. Go get some Manscaped products. Promo code STIP. We love you.
Goddamn. How do you feel when people order chicken at a restaurant?
I'm in. I order chicken all the time.
Really?
Not chicken nuggets. How do you feel about someone on a date ordering from the kids menu?
Well, that depends. It's a big variable here. But you know are they I mean? But you know, of age?
Yes, very of age. But you know what
cheap
I mean?
Cheap date.
Yo, you're right.
Kids cuisine. Eat that brownie. Burn your mouth.
How do you, yo, ever have a girl order mac and cheese?
Yeah.
At a restaurant?
Here's the thing. If I'm on a date, the cheaper she orders, the more I'm like, I love this woman.
Let me tell you something. In the last like 9 or 10 dates I've went on, they don't give a frick heck. They be ordering.
Yeah, Los Angeles, Hollywood, welcome to it.
As soon as they go, as soon as they order the next day, as soon as they order, I'm going to go like this. You're paying for that.
You give her a per diem.
That's a good idea.
$30 per date.
That's a good idea. When you're in the car, driving up, be like, listen, I know this is odd, but I have a $45 maximum per date.
Well, you give it to her in an envelope herself, too, in cash, so she can spend it how she chooses.
Yeah,
she
and then wants on the back, there's a fucking QR code for a survey.
That's I don't like a good idea. On board.
Stop it. That's a good idea. After a date, you hand her a QR code. You say, here's a survey. Let me know what I did good. Let me know what I can work on. Tell me that's not a good idea.
You ever like leave the airport bathrooms and it's like, how do we do today? And it's a smiley face
bad.
And a frowny face.
All the time bad. Bad.
Anybody who hits smiley face just jerked off.
I always hit smiley face.
And?
I guess I always jerk off, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to serve. What? Because I also.
But are you taking these girls for dinner or drinks or what?
I would say half dinner, half drinks.
Dude, drinks get expensive. I'd rather get a meal out of it.
Drinks are stupid. Especially when they order on when they start looking over the specialty cocktails.
What do you want her to get? Just a Jack and Coke?
Yes. Dude, if a girl wants a Jack and Coke, that's hot.
Yeah, she'll.
Yes, say it.
It's hot in here.
It's so hot. It's hot.
What happened?
Turn the AC on. I think it's literally on. It feels so good out there.
They get a per diem. Everybody.
Everywhere I live, broken down.
Well, you live in a very expensive area, restaurant-wise.
Yes. And I'm sick of it.
Dude, well, what they do. In this
bitch gets an appetizer. You finna get an appetizer?
But what would you do if you were on a date? You're a bad bitch, and some guy with a dog and frosted tips takes you out. Are you not running up the check? I think about that. Here's the thing.
I'm sweating.
I have a lot of social anxiety in a sense of like I will fit the tone. If the guy gets appetizer, I'm like, oh, let's get an appetizer. It's like when I used to go out to lunch at my old company years ago. If I knew my boss was paying, run it. But if it was like we don't know who if we're splitting the check or it's gonna be on me, I'm going burger, no fries, burger, water, extra ice.
Anytime, and I love that. Anytime I go out with like my agent or like someone in the industry, before I order, I look at him and I go, listen, is this on WME or is this on you? And he goes, it's on WME. I go, lobster.
That's what that but girl does I going ask. To the date.
Right, but ask me.
So how would you like this to go down? I'm you. Here's the menu. Oh, it's a QR code. Yeah, you gotta pull your phone out. Yeah, no, it's a whole thing. No, you can scroll past the appetizers. There's nothing good on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the drinks here suck. Yeah. No, go to dessert. Go to dessert. I'm you. Looking over menu.
Oh, who's who?
I'm Michael. Oh. I'm looking at my menu.
You're
curious how you should order. The waiters are present.
Oh, I'm curious. Okay. I'm on the sides. Is that okay? I'm going to just get a side. This is what I want her to do. I'm only going to get a side. I like water. Tap.
Okay.
And a side dish.
No, but like, for real, how would you like her to ask if she's going to go balls to the wall, fucking Jimmy Buffett style?
This is what I think. Realistic. I'm not all funny for a second. I think there should be awareness on the order. Because if you're hungry and the the lobster is really calling your name, I just want the awareness to be like, listen, this is a crazy order. This is insane, but I kind of want the lobster. Then I'd be like, all right.
Okay.
But if you look at the waiter dead in the face and go, I'll have the lobster, market price.
What if she orders the lobster then looks at you and goes, he'll have the salad.
She cooked me on my own date?
Yeah.
I'll leave.
That's true. Isn't that funny you can just leave on a date?
That is funny. The social contract is you can't.
No. It happens, I would say, every restaurant in LA once a night.
What?
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Uber.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I've never even had remote. I mean, I'm sure.
I mean, what are you doing in that situation? You staying to eat or you just being like, yeah, it's whole thing.
And she just went to the bathroom?
No, she left. But it's been like 7 minutes. Are you texting her like, yo, where you at? Or you just be like, this is a forfeit?
I would 100% be like, where are you at? Because that's not even the realm of possibilities. Not that I'm like some bad bitch, but it's never happened to me. It's not even the realm of possibilities where a girl would literally just be like, I'm going to the bathroom and then bounce. I'd probably think she's shitting or she has a massive coke problem.
Those are synonymous.
Oh, speaking of dates, I want to run this by you to get just a take on this. So I went to a concert with a lady. By the way, really, we briefly talked about this, but it was a... And I was very self-aware about the ask. It was a wild ask for a first date.
First date concert?
Never met her before.
How many messages y'all had before this?
Realistically, you messaged on Raya maybe like 4 times and text back and forth like maybe 4 times. Maybe.
I already love this idea.
And she hit me up.
I like the fact that a girl's down for that. It's like, fuck it, we'll figure it out.
Well, I gave her massive qualifiers when I asked her this. I was like, this could be the worst decision I've ever made in my life because we could really hate each other. You could be weird. I could be weird. Whatever the fuck I said. But I just got invited to this like concert. I think it'll be like really cool, whatever. Just a different experience. I never do like weird things like this. And I know it's a wild first date. But would you want to go? And she literally like a lot of ha-ha-has and was like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. So it's like
fun.
Yeah.
I like that already.
Yeah.
No follow up questions like, well, what about and where do we, how about? Yeah. It's just like, oh, let's figure it out together.
Fuck it, yes.
Yeah. It's two people being like, well, fuck it, this is weird.
Fuck it. Exactly.
If that was your go to move, I'd be a little weird, but like, yeah. Everyone's like, fuck it.
I just never do anything, right? So I was just like, what?
Correct.
When I was asked, I was like, fuck it, let's just do something like kind of crazy. And always in my head, I'm like, look, if this is terrible, I got something to talk to you about. You know what I mean? So it's like, fine. Whatever it is, it'll be fine. Exactly. Yeah. So, and she like met me at the fucking hotel because I have no goddamn apartment.
Hilarious.
Which is also like a weird thing. It's like meet me at the I was about to say the name of the hotel. Meet me at the hotel is crazy. So we met outside and it's a country concert, mind you. And she showed up in like a country hat, a fucking cowboy hat and the shirt, like really tight shirt that said yeehaw on it. I was like, this girl's awesome.
Yeah, it's a country concert. What did you wear?
Not that. I wore pretty much sort of similar to what I'm wearing now, just like kind of right down the middle. I don't have any. Also, I wasn't at my house. I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And whatever. I kind of bitched out, to be quite honest. I was like, I don't want to fucking, what am I going to order? I got a cowboy hat on Amazon. I don't have one. I don't have any of that. Right. What am I going to a costume shop? And then show up with fucking, then show up. I respected her confidence because she didn't like really ask me what I was wearing. If you know what I mean? I could have. I actually didn't show up in anything cowboy, and she did. Anyways, so we get to the place, and we have a good time. She's actually really cool, whatever. We're there for like 3-4 hours, drinking, having a good conversation. And the funniest thing ever, when we were leaving...
Where were you guys seats, by the way? Because I got the same invite that you got.
We were like on the floor.
Oh, nice.
Like, so it was, yeah, it was great. And then there was like this... it was called like a family room, but it was like a side room, like underneath all the, and so we had like our own room with like liquor and wine, food.
Just to go pour yourself or like bartender?
Oh, just go pour ourselves.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, you know, there's only maybe like 30 people back there. It was like this big room. So we had like acts. It was like, you didn't have to deal with like any like crowds at all.
Awesome.
It was really nice. Anyways, so we were leaving and I was like, pulling up the Uber app, and I like put it to like the hotel, and she goes okay, and she like grabbed my phone. Or she goes, well, let me put mine in too. She like grabbed my phone and then did like a, what is it called, like a drop off and then the next drop off.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck. Then she like put hers in for like the next drop off. No ask. No like. So what do we want to do? Like none of that. She just like, it's like, oh yeah, I'll just put mine in too. Uh-huh. And then I was like, I started like, I didn't, I was like laughing inside. I was like, I was just like, hold up. What is... I was like, what? Did I just get cooked?
You got finessed.
Did I, like...
You got finessed.
But, like, it was just... Well, I don't know if... that's what I'm asking.
Lobster bisque with a side of finesse.
I don't know if it was, like, a move. I don't know if it was getting finessed. I don't know if it was just, like, a it's late, we're all going home type thing, yeah, obviously.
I mean, you guys went to a concert together. Did you guys hook up at the concert?
No.
Wholesome.
No.
Did you guys talk after the concert, like, next day?
We texted that night a bunch, and then we haven't texted since. But where are you at on this? Because what I was thinking, it wasn't like the money aspect, like I'm paying for Uber. It wasn't that at all. But it was such a funny, like, because there was just no discussion. I thought we were going back.
But had you guys talked about that? Because that's where I'm at. Like, it might have just been like a quick, like, oh, I don't want to get into a whole thing of, like, am I going up or not? I'm just going to, let's just end it right now. I'm putting my address in, so, like, I'm going home.
Right, so do you think, and I think so, too, but do you think that's, like, a major indicator that she's like, yeah, I'm not going to continue with this type of thing?
I don't know. Maybe it just, I don't know. Maybe she just knew her boundaries and didn't want to, like... be like, this, I knew what this could lead to. We had such a fun time. We hung out for like 5 hours. This is going to lead to blank, blank, blank. I don't know. It's a lot going on at once. It's a lot to go from not knowing somebody to be like, we're at a concert together 5 hours. And then, so it's a lot at once.
Yeah.
But but also to your point, it's like you had fun for like 5 hours hanging out, riffing, having a good time. And then it just seems a little abrupt. Like, oh, I thought we were having a good time.
Yeah. You know? There really was no expectation for anything to happen afterwards. It was just the way that it occurred. There was like not even like a, I mean, I don't know, I don't like deserve a conversation, but there was no like, there was no like,
would it have been better if she was like, had so much fun, I'm really tired, I think, mind if I go back to my place?
Correct.
It just seemed like a little like, okay, bum bum.
Yes, it seemed like
she had post-nut regret without it.
Facts. She just like literally she just like took my phone and put her address in as a second stop, and
she's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you, it really felt like that. But it, like, we were texting afterwards, and it didn't, like,
of course,
you know, it felt normal.
But here's the thing: had you gone and hooked up, would you be telling the story on the podcast now?
No, I'm glad we didn't.
Right,
I'm glad we didn't.
I think as a pipeline, her the same way that the women don't want to be they don't want to give too much of the first date, because then you're gonna want more. You're like, what's happening? You're gonna, now there's questions. Now you're thinking about it. Yeah. Boom. It's a game. This is Hort Center.
I love the move. I love the move. I really do.
And I respect women.
I like the sentiment, but the actual, like, not... I guess you said it before. I would have, I guess, preferred someone to be like, oh, I'm kind of tired. I'm gonna go home too.
It's the same thing with the ordering. If she's like, yo, this is a crazy order, but I'm going to get the lobster.
Yeah.
Same thing with this. It's a crazy thing to just drop me off, but I'm really tired.
Was her phone dead, or did she still had her phone?
That's also another thing.
Because that's,
her
I
phone
guess,
was
like,
not dead.
I think the thing about it is it's like, in your head, now you wonder, the same thing with the order, now you're wondering if she's making, like thinking about you negatively. Like, oh, like, I can just take advantage of him, order whatever I want, or...
I don't think it's that.
You know what I mean? But I think that's like where the fear comes. Because if she would have just taken out her own phone and been like, okay, cool, I'm going to order my Uber to get to from the hotel so I can go home too. Like, you wouldn't have had any... That wouldn't have even... That thought wouldn't have had anything to do with you. Does
correct.
That make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like a... It felt like a...
So what?
I don't know. It felt like a vague finesse. But like, but also, dude, I would have no problem. Normally, you know me, I'd be like, yeah, she can get her own Uber, whatever the fuck that mentality is. But like, I didn't have any problem with like me paying for Uber back. It wasn't that. It was just like, there was no like even sort of conversation. It was just like, oh, I'm going to get it back. Okay, I'll just put my address on there too. I'm like, oh, all right. So... this is not even a conversation. Like, we're not even going to have this conversation.
How did it feel? Flirty at all throughout the concert?
Yeah.
When you guys left, what did you guys end on?
In the Uber, it felt like we were like having a conversation.
Like, you sit in the front seat? She was in the back.
She was in the trunk. Duct tape. You know what's up.
Yeah. Gotcha. Wow. That's crazy. Did you have to let her out of the trunk when you got to her place?
No. I told Uber to do it.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Yeah. But I stole her hat. She, in the Uber back, it felt like the conversation felt fine, but like the body language was like not, it was not like open. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, it wasn't like turned to me, and then it was just like very
she
like.
She was looking out the window the whole time?
She was like,
that's so fun. Well, that's no, also crazy because you went to a country concert where love is in the air. Did it feel like there was a connection? Or was
yes,
there like,
it felt.
Well, that's good.
It
at
felt
least.
Flirty during, but that's why I think it was so not odd. It was just like when we're in the Uber, it felt just a little more closed than it had been for the last like 4 or 5 hours. And then when we got out of the Uber, that's when it was funny. And we like looked at each other. She go and we were like. I like went in for like just like a hug because like she was so like not open and she like hugged me. She's like, oh, awkward Uber hug. And then like I was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I fucking hate hugging Ubers and I was like, whatever, I got out.
You got dropped off first?
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you what.
It's so hot in here.
Let me tell you what. She dropped you off and then she looked at the driver. She goes, how do I change my location? Another dick appointment.
Funny. But well, she couldn't because it was my fucking thing, so I know exactly where she's going. You're right.
God damn. Yeah, I get it. I mean, like, the amount of first dates that end on, like,
Yeah, because it's like...
But it's had, like, fun. Like, it's just like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, ultimately, do 100% whatever you want, and if, like, there was... If the flirtation or the chemistry that I felt during the concert... she didn't feel or whatever, then that's, she doesn't like owe me anything. It's 100% like whatever she like wants to do. But I'm just saying like during the concert, it felt like there was a vibe. And then like the action of her like putting her address like in my phone just felt like a rejection. It felt like, yeah, no.
Right.
Like that's what it felt like to me.
It felt like you were getting left swiped in real time.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Yes. Like in my face. And I think like the text afterwards still felt flirty and whatever. So I think we're like still good. But
I think it's just a woman.
I just never
knowing...
had a girl grab my phone and put her address in. I was like, there you go. Like it felt very like, hey, you fucking take me off. Like,
no, like I think that. It's just a woman with her boundaries. And she goes, I had fun. And this is where I want to stop date one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he had fun with me tonight, then he'll ask me out again.
I like that.
I don't think it felt like it's not rejecty at all. Like if she like cold shouldered you the whole concert.
Right.
I mean, then I'm going to the family and friends suite and be like, hey, who trying to get piped? And dude, then I look at that Pellegrino and I'm like, ooh.
Let me tell you something, dude. There's a lot of fucking podcast fans.
Really?
On the floor. Like a
That's
lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was, dude.
And
fucking,
she didn't.
Oh, no. No. No, she was actually very nice. She's like, oh, you're popular. Like, she said, like, so, like, nice stuff. Like, but the dude, like, there was, like, three or four security guys. It was, like...
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, goddamn.
I'm just curious how you dance at a country concert if you don't know country.
A lot of, like, just two-stepping. A lot of kind of just,
were
like,
you dancing
vibing.
Or just kind of, like...
Yeah, just like that. Like, kind of, like, vibing. And at one point, we did some cute, like, silly shit where we were doing, like, the country, like... Bing and ding and ding. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't take it as rejection at all. I mean, I think it's just.
She was so my type, too. This girl was like 5'2, tats, huh, dark hair.
Let me see.
Literally my mom. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it as rejection at all. I think it's just somebody who knows their boundaries, and that's where they want to draw the line.
She's just like, your wife.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Maybe it's your wife.
Yeah, because now, you know, had you got it all, if both people got it out that same night, you'd be like, ah, whatever, you know, move on.
Yeah, 100%. I think, like, yeah. I feel that. Right? Cute.
What a who? Hey. Spending too much time on it. Sorry.
No, you're not.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah.
If your boys don't want to fuck your girl, then you got to get in the girl.
They have to want to fuck
but
a little bit.
There's an awkward period. It's like, yo, check out this chick I'm hooking up with. Yeah. Fucking. And then a month later, it's like, why are you looking at my girl like that? How do I?
Just say it. I love her.
That's why. She's doing this strategically. Now you want her more. It's like when a woman texts me 9 hours later, I'm like, where the fuck were you? Dubai? But then I'll be like, hi, my princess. You're so. It's, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because men are stupid. You gotta fucking pull with us.
I would much prefer this.
Of course.
Like, even what happened at the end of the night.
She's a wholesome lady. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. No,
she definitely topped off the Uber driver, but go ahead.
100%, dude. He's a Lyft driver. But yeah. Here's the thing, and exactly what you said 10 minutes ago. I don't think we'd be having this conversation if we just like went up there and whatever.
You're thinking about it now. You know, that's a, you had a fun night and you go, I'd like to do that again. And that's when you get to know somebody. And then your date 4 or 5 in, all of a sudden.
Say it.
Let the dogs out of the kennel. Cock. And you appreciate it so much more. And that's where I'm coming from, where it's like when you connect with somebody and then you connect with them sexually and you airdrop that cock.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
It's so much better.
Had you taken her back, you both would have been fucking had a country song in your head. And when I fingered Georgia, my sister, you know, it's like, it's not going to be like this sexual romance. You're staying at a fucking hotel, dog's barking, there's a shower in the middle of the room, everybody's looking.
Why is there a shower in the middle of the room?
I don't know. I think it's best that you guys didn't.
Yeah, I agree. I agree all of this. I just thought it was just so funny.
Correct.
Phone, address, frisbee back, right on the ground.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is just maybe she's like, you know what? All these people walking up to him on the dance floor all have the final power play.
Yep.
Oh, people like your podcast? Cool. I like my house. Bong.
Bong. Yeah, that's what it felt like. That's what it felt like.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's everybody just trying to, I don't know. Everybody just has their own morals and where they stand guard, and she did hers and you did yours.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask guard again.
It worked.
It did work.
Take her to like a My Chemical Romance concert. That might
What if I only took her to just only concerts?
She probably was. Did she like country?
No. No. That was part of my first text. I go, I don't know country. I don't even know this guy. You want to go? She goes, I don't listen to country at all, but yeah, let's go.
Did you know any of the songs?
No, zero.
Just a lot of.
I go, whoa, that's a cool. And the funny thing is, dude, like we were on the floor, so all the speakers are pointed to the stands. So like, I literally looked at her and I go, you can't hear lyrics, right? She goes, I can't hear a fucking lyric. Like it all.
It's bizarre that the floor had the worst seats audio wise.
It, dude, if the whole crypto like sounded like that, that was a problem. But I looked up and like the
speakers. It's on crypto.com. There's no way their audio engineers up in there.
Dude, I can't believe
they sold all the shit for Ethereum.
I mean, dude, it used to be Staples and they went to crypto. Remember when crypto was a thing? Is it still a thing? Who knows? Up, down, it's left, it's right.
My firm was trying to convince me on NFTs last week. I'm like, are still
last weekend?
Last weekend.
In 2023.
In Miami, NFTs. He goes, we're starting a new one. It's a cat. Find God. Turn it in. Give your phone to the CIA and walk down toward Torchy's Tacos and start filling out surveys. You fucking idiot. Yeah, I know. It's going to be a big one coming up. That's literally a photo of the Toys R Us giraffe. What happened to him? Jeffrey got.
Yeah, Jeffrey's in jail, right?
The giraffe?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like, I mean, he was even in Kids R Us. Something's weird.
Wasn't there a Babies R Us?
Yeah. Hold up.
All right.
Hold on, there's
let
a kid.
Let me see some credentials here. Toys R Us, Kids R Us, Babies R Us.
Hold
what
on.
What about Adults R Us? That should be a sex store.
All it's right. Gotta be.
Adults R Us?
What would be in your adult store? All right. Can I guess what would be in your adult store?
Yeah.
Paintball guns, one dirt bike.
Okay.
Let's see.
Wrong, all this.
No.
Be batting cages, but instead of-
Batting cages? You don't fucking do batting cages?
Let me finish.
All right.
But instead of where, it's like a T-ball cage. But instead of where you hit a ball, it's just a giant prosthetic BBL, and you just wind up and you slap it.
You know what? Here's a- Maybe just an add-on to this idea. You know those things at fairs where you punch a thing and it gives a score?
Yep.
That.
But we slap it with a BBL.
Yep. And see how high your score is.
Probably that. And then there's just like rows of women being like, you're so funny. Everywhere you walk. And one KY jelly wrestling match in the front window.
Dude, oiled up women. Why is that so hot?
Oiled up anything.
Dude, I'd be watching.
Chicken breast oiled up?
Oh, yeah, that is
what are you
hot.
Watching?
Dude, I've been like really taking long ganders at just these women that just get all this baby oiled up and just fuck baby oiled up.
Sexually or just like to do it?
No, like sexually. They get all coconut oiled out and they're all glistening. So everything's wet. So you get fucking earlobe.
Cool.
Yeah. And they're just all fucking, it's so fucking hot to me. Have you ever fucked a baby oiled up lady?
No.
Me either. I think I want to, but what a mess.
Well, we'll say, since you're staying at a hotel, do they have room service and like all that?
Uh-huh.
You could do it there.
What? Oh, you're right.
Just fucking lube down a mattress. You're right. Have a little slip and slide, little grip and ride.
Can you imagine the room service being like, what in the fuck happened here?
Dude, I mean, every time they touch the bed sheets and it's slightly wet, what do you think it is?
Yeah, but then they're
gonna... oops, I spilled a Sierra Mist. That's cum.
That's cum. Dude, I made a girl squirt recently that never squirted before.
How many episodes are we in on this podcast?
This is 200. No,
how many episodes are we in right now? How many minutes are we in?
Oh, we're 52 minutes.
You waited 52 minutes.
I forgot.
To tell me
I forgot.
You got a girl to enter the splash zone?
Yeah, and she never did it.
Row 3C of SeaWorld, splash zone?
She never did it.
Wait, what?
She literally...
She had never squirted before?
No, I did it fingering her.
And you didn't take her to a country concert?
Nope. Funny though.
You got her to squirt off the fingers?
Off the fingers. She squirted, and as she squirted, she goes, I've never done this before.
No. Did she actually?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never done this.
How far did it go?
It went in Jesus' house. It went like, you know, a foot. I mean, it covered the forearm a bit.
And what did you say?
I said, damn right. No, I don't even, I don't know. I don't know what I said. I was still in the mode. I'm not like a riff guy when I'm in the mode. You know? I'm like, whoa, super suck on my sheets. Why don't you? Waka. I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have been under it. Be like, whoa. It's a rainbow.
Pee.
That's cool.
I made a girl pee on my sheets.
That's fun.
Isn't that funny?
When a girl pees on your sheets, you're like, fuck yeah, it's so hot. Then Greta pees on your sheets, you're like, bitch.
I know. But isn't it funny that you make a girl pee in the sheets, you're fine. But if everyone was hammered and then she like mistakenly pees on the sheets, you're like, bro,
well, that's
grow
so
up.
This is so funny about when you pee in a pool. It's like when you're in the pool and you pee, normal. But if I just stood on the outside of a pee with my dick out and peed into the pool,
yeah,
it's the same thing.
I think it is the same thing. I think it's when you keep your penis in your bathing suit. I think that's the marker.
But that's actually worse if you think about it, because then you're also just peeing all over your shorts. I also don't think it's normal to pee in a pool.
I think it's totally normal. And
what?
You cannot. That's why there's chlorine.
I'll pee in a fucking hot tub.
I'll pee in a hot tub all the time.
You guys are out here peeing in pools, peeing in hot tubs?
I don't give a shit.
Any body of water.
Yeah, I'll pee in my fucking bathtub.
Any body of water.
No, I think ocean's fine.
I'll pee in a fucking slip and slide.
Lake fine.
Ocean's fine.
That's all salty and there's socks in there.
Yeah, dolphins are dying.
The coral reefs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'd be peeing in pools.
Really?
It's
you
cool.
Don't. So you're like, let me go dry off and pee inside?
Yeah, I think crazy. I really internalized that urban legend as a kid that
with
like
the it like floats purple around
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I do not pee in pools.
Nah, you have to. See, you know, it's the most fun place to pee. You can literally, it's the only place
also,
where you can be talking
else,
to your grandma and peeing at the same time.
Well, she's peeing too. She's 97.
100%. She's still Civil War.
But everybody else is peeing in a pool. Just heads up.
For real? Everyone's peeing in pools.
Everybody. Jack?
Bro, you ever been to a public pool?
Yeah, I have a theory that you should be able to pee anywhere.
Good.
Yeah, I should be able to pee right now. Everybody
runs our socials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like if I'm on an airplane, I should just be able to pee.
Like in your pants?
Yeah, who cares?
I think publicly,
what do you mean, who cares?
Yeah.
It stinks. If you could pee in a way where it doesn't affect anyone, sure. If you want to wear a diaper, I don't give a shit.
Did you see that there was, I don't know if this is real or not, but Taylor Swift fans were wearing adult diapers to the concert because they don't want to miss the show.
Funny.
I saw that too.
I get that. Like,
I don't get that.
You're a loser.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but
you don't want to miss a song you've heard 6,000 times?
No, but see, what if you missed that song, you know?
Can I say something that sounds kind of name droppy, but I don't mean this at all? I met her. Okay, maybe she's just she's the opposite of my type because she is. She is.
Yeah.
She's like 6'1". She has hands like fucking ET. You know what I mean? She's lanky. She looks like Michael Phelps with a fucking wig on. Like she's just she's
wild
very
tape,
like
but yeah.
She's like lanky.
Okay. Yeah.
She's just not
like
my
salad fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. She's also just, I think it's just because I'm shorter and she's taller or whatever. I'm sure that a lot of guys I find
course,
really hot.
Course,
she's not
course,
my type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I met her.
Country
and I was
concert,
like, this
yeah, yeah.
is she's fine.
Where'd you meet her? When?
When I did Punk'd.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, she's so nice, but I was like, oh, she's like, in terms of like, oh, fucking yeah, she's so hot. I'm like, yeah, she's okay.
Well, she seems just like a wife, just a genuine lady.
Yeah, but she seems like a wife that you would marry for 17 years, and then she would put fucking rat poison in a pie that she made you. That's how
I
she
do
seems.
Like pie.
Would you wear a diaper at a concert so you don't miss a thing? Well, Taylor Swift fans are. These fans have gone the extra mile while wearing adult diapers at the concert. In an effort to not miss a single moment of the pop star's iconic show.
Too much.
Here's the thing, I'd wear those on the daily. I hate peeing. That shit's so annoying. I gotta go to a bathroom just to undump my bladder.
I will say, though.
Sick of it.
I will say that if I spent... These concert tickets were dumb expensive.
Of course.
If I spent fucking $3,000 to go see her, I'd wear two diapers. I'm not... Because every minute is like $12. So
well,
if I have to pee, that's a $98 pee.
Dude,
more.
Let's say you pay $2,000. I don't know how much tickets were, but if she does an hour and a half, there's math involved. That's a lot of money per minute.
Yeah. So if you go pee, that's literally like $150 pee.
I get it.
Yeah. So actually, I'm back on board.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
All right, guys. I think it's time. Get into a little bit of sock talk, secret talk.
Let's do it. I love it.
We just have one of the tab thing today.
Yep.
And it's just, they do have an adults RS. And I found this. This is the Big Mouth sex toy that I just needed to show you guys real quick. If you were with a woman and she was like, this is the only way that I can get off,
you
I got to use
put that
this.
On a woman?
Yeah. What would you think?
What would I think?
Yeah.
I love how you can make payments on it. That's so funny.
Sad.
You
if
know,
she took that out and she was like, put this on me,
mm-hmm.
I would just study it and try to emulate the same thing.
I don't know. Try to. I don't know if you can move your lips like that and the tongue.
I
think I would jump out the window.
Yeah, let's get a camera on that. I think you can.
Yeah, I think you can do. I got it, I think.
I don't think you got it.
You don't think I got it?
I think you got it until you watch this back.
Well, hold on.
Honestly, it looks like an air conditioner. It looks like it belongs inside of a Fiat.
It looks like an alien that's going to take over fucking New York.
Is that like a cold?
The mouth of the tongue. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Scroll down a little bit.
Oh, it's sucking air in? Oh, yeah, it's suction.
Wow.
Dude, I've been
telling. Oh, it's waterproof.
Dude, I've been telling motherfuckers to suck the clit. No one listens to me. You put the clit in the mouth, and you give it a little suction,
mm-hmm.
and then you wrap your tongue around the clit, and they seem to have a great time. Oh, it sucks the tit, too.
Yeah, it does all of it.
Damn.
Oh, look at it drooling.
Nope, yeah. nope, I'm out.
All right, guys, Sock Talk today. Submission from Ivy. She says, if the boys could fuck anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Gabe.
I asked because my answer was Trevor.
Really?
It's everyone in all of history.
That's insane.
Pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Me? That's so cool. Because knowing what I have, that's a bad choice.
Yeah. I'd try to fuck George Washington's teeth out.
That's not bad.
Oh, I got wooden teeth, you stupid idiot.
Dude, splinters?
Yeah.
Blowjob?
I'd literally try to just fuck God. Oh, God! My, you know?
That's crazy.
My mahogany teeth.
If I could fuck anybody, I'd probably go...
Oh, I got another one, too. Can I say mine again? I think I'd fuck... Here's a real one. Here's a real one.
Let's hear
it. I would fuck John Wilkes Booth right before he went to Ford's Theater. That motherfucker would not want to shoot him.
Because he just came?
Oh, I made him come a couple times.
Hey, he shot something else, his penis.
He did. So he's all penised out.
Yeah.
He wanted to shoot him. He'd be like, I'm fine. We never told him.
What if he got posed no regret and he looked at you? He's like, what the fuck you doing? You just get glocked? I'm trying to think.
Real answer.
Laura Croft.
Oh. But now, does dead or alive count if they're not a real person?
That's not a real person.
Well, what about Angelina Jolie as Laura Croft?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, okay.
But as Laura Croft.
Angelina Jolie dressed up as Laura Croft? I wouldn't even get the gun out. I would come so fast.
Crazy.
With the fucking, with the goddamn long, whatever the hell that thing is called, the ponytail? Fuck! It's all French braided out.
Yeah. She could use that as a little,
oh, fuck. I got shows right now.
You gotta go to Oxnard.
There's no way. I gotta drop off some dick.
You really should.
I have to
go to WAG and drop off your dick.
Mother of God. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even get one of those guns off.
Is she married?
To the game.
I thought she was married to Brad Pitt.
No, you shut him out. No, she's not married to him anymore.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that was
Yo,
his
yeah, they
man.
Used to fucking carry vials of each other's blood around their neck. Hot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They used to kiss crazy on the fucking... I remember that as a kid.
Yeah.
They would just make out on the red carpet. So who's she married to now?
No one? Divorce pit in 2019.
I'm finna DM that hoe.
All right.
What are you trying to go to a country concert?
What if I looked at you and was like, I'm dating Angelina Jolie. Get her on the podcast.
Yeah. But I would think it would be like a girl who like looks like that, who like has an OnlyFans name like Angelina Jolie XOXO.
Right.
You know. I'm in.
I'm so in.
All right, guys.
Her and Gone in 60 Seconds. She'd make me come in 60 seconds.
Good.
Good bit.
Accurate. All right.
Why is it...
I don't know.
Secret Sock Anonymous Submission says, I jerked off to my coworker in the bathroom.
Great. I love it.
Been there?
I'm super into it. I've been there. I've jerked off to teachers and fucking... Yeah. I get it. You're stuck in a fucking cubicle with some idiot named Tammy. You don't even like her. She has one story about making peanut brittle and you want to kill yourself. You
was it to the memory or was it like her LinkedIn photo?
I don't know.
I would go to her chair. I would unswivel and just take the seat, go in the bathroom and jerk off while smelling the seat. And then she comes back and says, where's my seat? And then you have to put it back. Sorry.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, yeah, you know, sometimes you got to separate the art from the artist. So, I don't know. It's not like he wants to bang his coworker. He's like, oh, she's hot.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know? Yeah. It's like he could do that and then tomorrow be like, hey, yeah, I had those reports to you by noon. And then it's a separate, like, mm-hmm. I don't think it's.
God, there's something so hot about
it. I wouldn't admit it to her at all.
No, yeah.
But if you like hook up one night.
Don't do that.
But if you like hook up and you guys get married, then years later, be like, you know, I used to. She gets so hot.
Yeah.
Can you ever admit to someone that you jerked off company. To them?
Depends. I mean, you can.
I know, but think about it. Like, think about like just like a past relationship, and even like how like comfortable and like the connection y'all had. And then think about being like,
it's gotta be mutual.
You know,
horniness.
A year and a half ago, before we got together, I looked at your spring break pictures and got one off in the Burger King lobby.
Yeah, you gotta forge the timelines. You gotta be like, the day we started dating.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Which is something I do. Yeah.
You strike me as a guy who would not do that. You strike me as a guy who'd be like, she's out of town, PORNHUB.com.
Yeah, but sometimes that shit's so fucking boring. You're like, oh, cool, you're sucking dick again. Porn up's so boring sometimes. You're like, oh, cool, squares of girls jerk. I mean, like, what is this? You gotta get that real thing. Then you go and she's fucking like, you go to her picture when she like graduated from like the MBA program. She's wearing like the fucking cap.
Oh, interesting.
Like that shit. She's like, look, I have her certificate of blah, blah, blah. You're like, cool. Cool. What's underneath that gown? That's what I wanna fuck a judge one time.
She comes, he slams a gavel. Oh.
But like underneath, I just want to lift that that fucking thing that, you know?
I feel like those robes are dusty. Like, you know, like an old heavy curtain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a theater curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would just, the action of like lifting something long up, fuck, getting in there.
Somebody runs out. Oh, shit. Look, I don't know.
Dude, that visual took me a second, but that's the funniest fucking thing ever. You just open the thing?
Where are my keys at?
Oh my god. Hold up! I found my Game Boy.
There's the sirens.
And there's GD fucking,
it's all on brand.
Is that a podcast?
That's a podcast.
We did it. Holy Toledo, that was goddamn fun. Anyways, guys, thank you so much, man. We love you. Thank you for being a part of this community. Tell your friend. And that's it, man. Come see me and Trevor on tour. And lots of more amazing things coming your way. So stay tuned. Love you. Bye.